This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's Omicid.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on. 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
The sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just
checking.
Those good vibes. 585-252-9800. You guys know the number. Text us, call us. We're just trying to get a gauge on how the day's going to go, to be quite honest with you. Breezy?
Yes.
Who's here?
Our friends are here. They're living, they're laughing, they're loving. How is everybody doing? Well, Hannah's here. She says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. Feeling amazing today.
And a banana.
I'm officially down 15 pounds since the start of the year. So, we're loving that.
Nice job. That's how you get after it right there.
Crushing it.
Crushing it.
Good morning and happy Tuesday from Nico and Steve-O. Vibes are up since we're carpooling with our work bestie, Tanya.
Hello, Tanya.
Shout out, Tanya.
Hey, Tanya.
Love you guys. Have a spectacular day.
We love you guys, too. Enjoy your payday tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Rolling in money.
Rolling in it. But still taking gift cards any chance they get.
Honestly, smart businessmen.
Yeah, they really are.
Truly.
We love you guys. Have an awesome Tuesday.
Natalie's here. She says, coming back from Miami and listening to you guys on the Odyssey app. Miss you.
Thanks for doing that.
I love that for you.
Yeah, you guys can stream us live from all over the world. Not just the 585 anymore.
All over the world.
Well, who's the listener we have in Colombia?
Oh, I didn't know we had one.
We do. We have somebody that listens in Colombia all the time.
Wow. That's amazing.
Probably Pablo Escobar's nephew.
Yeah, probably. Love
hey,
that.
Thanks for tuning in.
What about you, Vibes?
Vibes are up this morning.
Good.
I'm excited for the start of a new week. Who am I kidding? I can't wait till Friday.
You're wishing your whole life away.
I know. I'm skipping over the whole week. I just love Fridays. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's something special about being able to wake up at 7:30, 8 o'clock, as opposed to 4.
Yeah.
It's a nice treat, if you will. But I had a pretty good day yesterday.
Good.
I had a pretty good day. I got after it, went for a 2-mile walk. The temp is going to be 50 today, 55 tomorrow. And then, of course, like Breezy mentioned earlier on the show, we're going to turn the clocks ahead by an hour this weekend.
Very excited about that.
More sun, you guys. More vitamin D.
Ooh-wee. Ooh, doggy. We love it.
How are you?
I'm good. Very good.
Yeah? What's going on? Where were you last night? I thought we were going to hang.
Oh, God, no.
Maybe I'm confusing you for someone else.
Yeah, definitely. Where was I last night? I was running on the canal. So unless you were running with me.
Oh, that's awesome. You know, I was thinking about you last night, though. I was making dinner. I made a really nice dinner last night. I was like, you know, me and my neighbors and you and your girlfriend should all, you know, should come to the apartment. We'll have a dinner party.
Now you're treating your neighbors like your spouse.
Well, I have my two gay neighbors upstairs that want to do dinner. I was like, oh.
I know gay people. We should all get together.
Yeah.
How old are they?
They're the best. 30s.
Men or women?
Men.
Let's do it.
Yeah, they're the best.
Things could get weird.
Why?
I don't know. Just saying. If we all start putting our watches in a bowl, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Then our keys.
Alrighty. Perfect.
The vibes are up on this beautiful March 4th. It's a busy month for us, guys. We got the St. Patrick's Day is coming up, and then, of course, the 15th annual Bachelor Auction. If you haven't gotten your tickets yet, we'd love for you to join this. It's to benefit anybody who's ever been touched by cancer, where God knows there's a lot of us, but all the money and proceeds stay right here locally in the 585 to help those people. CSCRochester.org, general admissions $35, and then VIP is $55.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be at Anthology on East Avenue, March 22nd, Saturday night. We'd love for you to be there dressed to impress. I'm so sorry. There's no jeans allowed.
Aww.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No jeans.
No jeans.
Don't get it twisted.
Coming up on the show, big story of the day. A man is accused of stealing nearly $10,000 from a teacher association to benefit the Honey Falls Lima Central School District.
Oh, no.
We do not reward
bad behavior.
We just won't do it. We'll talk about it coming up next on PXY.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
PXY mornings. Moose, Breezy, 50 for the high today. A man is accused of stealing nearly $10,000 from a parent-teacher association to benefit the Honey Falls Lima Central School District.
Right.
While he was serving as the nonprofit's president.
Oh, stunning.
We just will not reward bad behavior on this show. We're not going to do it. According to a felony complaint, Theodore Lewis Tribus, 59, intentionally stole nearly $10,000 between August of 2023 and January 2024 while serving as the president. I don't know. I'm getting corrupt vibes here.
Yeah, big corrupt energy.
Monroe County Sheriff's Office investigators say he wrote checks to himself from the nonprofit's checking account multiple times, including one for over $4,600. Theodore, investigators say he stole the proceeds from a fall 2023 Scholastic book sale, using the money for personal gains. Instead of depositing that $2,000 right into the nonprofit's account, he pocketed it. I don't know what he did with the money.
Right.
He also took $761 from the nonprofit account for petty cash, but he never deposited the leftover funds. We're going to need some receipts. We're going to need to see the receipts, Theodore. The felony complaint says other members of the Parent Teacher Association, they got suspicious after an audit found missing funds. Theodore is charged with third-degree grand larceny. For something, something inside me tells me that he's probably not going to be president again.
No. No, he's definitely not.
Of the Honeoye Falls Lima Central School District.
Oh, well, these things happen.
They are more than we know, unfortunately. So Theodore is potentially going to do some time. Or, I mean, we know how things work in 585. He might get a slap on the wrist and an appearance ticket. See you in court in a year.
Right.
That's a really tough scene. I hope he has to give that money back, though. I mean, stealing from the Scholastic Book Fair? Come on.
That's an all-time low,
Come
Theodore.
On now. You're 59 years old. Let's get it together.
He's like, I just really love the smell of new books.
Coming up on the show, sometimes you can't force a kid to want to practice something, whether they're really talented at it or not. And Tina from Spencerport says, my daughter is so talented when it comes to show choir and soccer, but refuses to practice because in her mind, she's already so good at it. So what's the point?
Right, of course.
It's an all-new parental confidential coming up after the break on PXY.
98PXY is free. Just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas. Completely anonymous. And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
How do you get a child who's full of themselves to try? 585-252-9800. Tina from Spencerport wrote in that her 15-year-old daughter has a healthy confidence about herself, but thinks just because she's good at one thing, that she no longer has to apply herself. Where did I go wrong? Tina asked.
Oh, Tina, sweetie.
Tina says, good morning, Moose and Breeze. Thought this would be an interesting topic for your parental confidential segment. My daughter, 15. She's on her school soccer team. She sings in show choir. She's good at both. Could possibly have a future, or at least have a future if she decides to go to college. She could get scholarships to help her on the way, but I encouraged her recently to take voice lessons. She told me she didn't need to because she could already sing.
Oh,
why would I take voice lessons, Mom, if I can sing already? She's also a fairly good soccer player and really has improved and is even being looked at for varsity next season. She has a long way to go, but it's definitely something that was brought to her attention and also her very much needed confidence. Right. This spring, there is a local summer camp for a week to help improve. I told her if she was serious about playing soccer in the summer and in the fall, it'd be a great idea to go and do it, just to keep learning and practicing during the summertime. And her response was, I'm already good at soccer. I don't need to go and do that.
This is so funny.
It's got to drive a parent nuts.
This is how I feel about like leg day. I'm like, my legs are already strong. There's no need for me to work them out whatsoever.
Right. Any excuse just not to do something. She definitely has a natural talent for soccer in choir, but she could be so much better if she honed in on her skills and worked harder. She puts little effort into it. We have to make her practice, even though she seems to love it. I'm sure we failed somewhere at some point. How do I explain to her that the lessons are to help her improve and that she is not a pro just yet without crushing her confidence. I worry this attitude can carry into adulthood where she thinks life is going to come easy. If so, my daughter's in for a rude awakening. Thanks for any helpful advice from any parents or listeners listening. Of course, you and Breezy as well, Moose. Thank you, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that came in from Tina from Spencerport. Has a 15-year-old daughter, doesn't want to apply herself.
Can't do it. Hey, already good at it?
Already good at it. I already can sing. Why would I go to show choir practice? I already can play soccer. Why would I take camp?
Honestly, though, I will say this raises a very interesting question and dynamic of making sure that you aren't pushing your child to the point of a perfectionist, because that can also be extremely debilitating.
Well, here's the thing. Let's highlight a couple of key points here that Tina put in her message. If she applies herself, she could possibly get scholarships to help her on her way to college, which is why I encourage her to take voice lessons. So is this potentially a free ride for Tina's daughter? Does Tina's daughter even want to pursue either of these things?
Right. That's the question, right? Because if she doesn't and she's just pushing her,
you just can't make anyone do anything. Listen, my younger brother, Chris, he was a semi-pro golfer. This kid was incredible. And he pretty much taught himself. He was doing tryouts for PGA tournaments. He was going to Florida. He was going to Arizona. He was crushing it. He missed the PGA by like one putt. And he was getting after it for a while and then just stopped. And no matter how much I encouraged him and pushed him to keep up with it, he just wasn't passionate about it anymore. You can't force somebody to do something that they just don't want to do. It's as simple as that. Let's go over to Chris, who's texting in real quick, that says, have you thought about just letting your daughter fail? Because you can't force them to want to practice or love something. They either want to do it or they don't. Sooner or later in your kid's life, eventually, they're going to learn that you get out what you put in.
Right. That is true.
Jess says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. This message is for that mom. To me, it sounds like there's a disconnect between what she's actually passionate about and what you want her to do. If you want her to put in more effort, praise her when she does put in a lot of effort for certain things and positively reinforce that. I would ignore the things that she has a relative disinterest in, because the more you shine a spotlight on her lack of effort there, the more she will be anxious and put up walls about it.
And she'll be resistant.
Yeah, that's a good point, Jess.
For sure. There's a couple of texts coming in that I want to read here. Maybe the kid doesn't care to get better and she's happy with where she is. If not, have her teachers and coaches tell her she needs extra work. This person says, it sounds like your daughter doesn't enjoy the activities.
You know, being 15 and then being looked at for varsity, that's pretty good.
Right. That is really good.
If she's mad about show choir but obsessed with Taylor Swift and you want her to get a choir college scholarship, maybe enroll her in a summer camp at a music school that covers Taylor Swift songs to feed that interest. Feed what you want to see more of and do it in a way that stimulates her mind and is exciting for her. Where would she do that? Breezy?
Hmm.
Taylor Swift songs that feed her interest at summer camp? Any idea?
Not a big summer camp girl. Not a huge summer camp girl. I went to summer camp one time and I made my mom come get me. I was not into it.
Yeah, I wasn't really into it either.
I was like, I'm sick. Come get me.
Andrew says,
you're not.
Good morning, guys. My daughter is the same way. It drives me nuts. She can play the piano, but not great. In her mind, she's Beethoven. So there's no need to practice. She learned real quick, though, when she embarrassed herself in front of the school during her piano solo.
Oh. Poor honey. She gonna learn.
Oh, she can learn today.
She gonna learn.
Does your daughter even want a future doing either of these things? That's coming in from Christine. Have you asked her if she sees a future when it comes to playing soccer or doing show choir? Make sure it's what she wants and not just about what you want, mom. Yeah, that's a good point, Christine.
You know what? Mom's looking out for number one, her wallet. Okay. If she can get a free ride,
do it.
Doing, I don't know, solving Rubik's Cubes, do it.
You know, what's a college degree cost these days? What was my degree at MCC for the 4 years I was there? 8,000?
That same degree is like 50 grand now.
Monroe Community College. I wouldn't even know where to look. Average annual in-state cost, 18 grand. That's before aid. After aid, 7,000. All right.
Yeah. But if you make like 20,000, you don't qualify for aid, so... No, like literally.
You better be poor. Julie says my daughter is an excellent singer, but has no desire to use that skill professionally and has turned down opportunities to even do so. As a singer myself, I feel that it's a shame, but it's her choice. Have a conversation with her and really ask, what is it that you want? Yeah, thanks for the message, Julie.
The average cost of a bachelor's degree in the United States can range anywhere from $108,000 to $562,000. That all depends on whether you live in the state or out of the state in which you go to university.
Right. I mean, my buddy Ross that I tell you about, who went to Chicago, he's out in California now, but I mean, the poor dude, he's still $100,000+ in debt, never used the degree that he went to school for. But that isn't that a lot of people's story?
So insane.
Oh,
it's everyone's story.
I can't think of anything worse. That's tough.
Our boss's kid, Leah, she's doing it right. Didn't go to school. Literally like running three businesses. Not really sure what's happening with her, but.
Yeah, she runs the Decision Day podcast.
Yeah.
She's the best. We love her. Thank you guys for all the messages on this one. Really, a lot of people seem to have a lot of similar messages here, Tina, about what to do in this situation. But asking your daughter what it is she really wants. She could be great at show choir. She could be great at soccer.
Mm-hmm.
But if she's not super passionate about it, you can't force her to practice and hone in on those skills.
Correct.
It's just not going to work. Thanks, guys, for all the messages. We'll do another Parental Confidential coming up tomorrow morning on PXY.
98PX.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy asking the question this morning, is there really a right or wrong way to do your laundry? 585-252-9800 is the number to call or text in. Machines in my building undergoing some maintenance.
So tough.
Yeah.
Hate to see it. Couldn't be worse.
So, you know, I end up taking my laundry to my parents. And my mother was disgusted by the way I was washing my clothes. Because, you know, I mixed in all the whites and colors. I even threw in a few pair of my boxer briefs in with the towels. Screw it. And in my mind, what difference does it make?
It doesn't.
It's all getting washed. But she was not happy with me. But this is how I've always done it. And it's not like any of my clothing disintegrates. So what exactly is the point of separating laundry? Because in my mind, I rather do one load instead of four.
And you are so right in that.
Does anyone actually do this anymore when doing laundry? Because I'm assuming less and less people separate their laundry the same way less and less people probably use a checkbook.
This is a boomer thing. Period, point blank, to separate the whites and the darks and the reds. It's like, tell me you hate the environment without telling me you hate the environment. Why are you doing 49 loads when you can do two? It makes no sense. It's truly killing our planet, one water usage at a time. And I'm not here for it. As an environmentalist, I'm not going to stand for it. I'm not doing it.
You're not an environmentalist.
And furthermore, I have been throwing all my clothes in together since I started doing laundry. And guess who taught me how to do my laundry? My mom. Guess what one of the first questions I asked when I started to learn how to do laundry. So do I have to like separate it? No. Throw it all in. It doesn't matter.
Now, the only, I could see if it would be a problem if you're washing all bright whites and you throw a red dress in there. Yeah, that could probably bleed. I'm not doing that, though, because I don't own any dresses.
The only way my mom will separate things is, like, bulky, like towels. Obviously, if you're going to do a towel load, do a towel load. That has nothing to do with the color. It just has to do with the dry and clean cycle, right? Also, my mom will wash my dad's, like, ceiling clothes and she'll do those separately because there's bleach in there, there's all that stuff. But other than that, it's free range. And for those people who get so angry about the separation of the whites and the darks and the this and the that, who hurt you? What's really going on? Let's dig underneath the surface. You know what I mean?
Jacqueline's here. She says, you guys can wash colors and whites together. It may over time result in the white shirts being slightly less white, but no harm, no foul.
This person says, Breezy, your mom's right. You only separate if you use bleach. This person says, yes, there is a quote unquote right way. Microfiber towels have to be washed by themselves or they will attract lint and other fabrics and never quote unquote look clean. White, at least swap out one to dry, one to wash.
I only have three washers and three dryers in my apartment building. This one girl was using all of them because she had to separate her clothing. Towels, whites, colors. I'm like, oh, this is, I'm never going to get to these wash machines.
No.
Never going to do it.
Never will. So.
Let's go to the phones. Hi, PXY. Who's this?
Hi, guys. This is Teresa, the Italian mom from Gates.
Oh, hi, Teresa.
Hi, Teresa.
Hi.
How we doing?
You guys got to be kidding me right now, right?
What's the matter now?
Listen, sometimes I get so mad when I listen to your show because you two are totally useless.
It's
unbelievable.
You're so nice.
Didn't your mothers teach you guys anything about laundry? My Lord.
Well, I mean, she was upset that I didn't separate the clothing, but
my mom did, and she told me that everything's fine. Yeah. And it's all BS.
Well, you know what?
I've been doing laundry for 20 years. At this point, I don't think it matters.
How do you not know how to separate towels from the clothes?
Listen, I've been doing it all together for 30 years, and everything is good to go.
30 years, right, Breeze? Since you're one.
You never wash colors and white. You don't mix them together.
It's a
no-brainer.
It's
fine. Brain dead?
Oh, my God. Why is this such a hot topic for you, Teresa?
You're supposed to sort your clothes by color and fabric type.
Something that somebody made up for you to spend extra time at your washer and dryer.
But Teresa, think about it this way.
Hold on a second. Treat your stains, you know. The kids come and they're like, I can't get this out of my clothes. You got to pre-treat them.
We know that, but that has nothing to do with the separation of... I mean, yes, if I have a bunch of towels, I'll do the towels first.
Oh, my God.
Darks, whites, don't care.
You know what?
But, Teresa, hold on a second. Wouldn't you rather do one to two loads of laundry as opposed to eight?
Yeah, well, do you want to walk around with your clothes looking like it's 100 years old? Come on. And you use the appropriate amount of detergent. You know, it's not like booze. You don't need a whole lot. You know, you just don't get it. I don't get it with these kids today. You know, I have three daughters, and I taught all my daughters how to do laundry.
Now,
listen, you got to separate the whites from the colors, okay? So many parents today don't even have basic domestic skills. It's ridiculous.
Why do you have to separate the whites from the colors? My clothes look fantastic.
They've never looked better.
They don't look as good as mine. No way.
I'm going to be honest with you, Teresa. I threw in my underwear with my towels the other day. Everything came out fine.
Oh, That's disgusting. That's disgusting. You know what? They don't even know how to fold them, put them away. They don't even know how to turn on a washing machine. How are they supposed to even get that stuff done? They're not even taught. You guys are going to give me a heart attack.
At least we're doing our laundry. Who cares about the colors? Like, it doesn't matter.
You should have some pride and care. You should have some pride and care.
At least I'm washing my clothes.
Oh, my God. You guys are driving me nuts. Give me a break. This is ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
Listen.
Not you being super triggered.
I'm so sorry we upset you this morning, Teresa. Is there anything we can do?
Yeah, do it the right way. And teach your kids the right way.
Yeah, Breezy, you got to teach your kids.
Through life, you know, with everything, not just washing clothes. This is ridiculous. The clothes, people are walking around like bums.
No offense, Teresa, but I trust my mom way more than I trust you. You're very angry, and she told me everything's fine, so I believe her.
Well, she's probably walking around dressed like you. Dingy clothes. Dingy.
All right.
You've never seen me, ma'am.
Okay, hold on. Let's not get into any personal attacks here. I'm very interested. Hold on, Teresa, because you're triggered this morning. I'm just curious to know how many other people throw all their laundry in together, or they separate it by color and fabric type, like Teresa,
well,
the Italian mom from Gates.
If you have any type of rain, you're going to separate it. You're going to separate it and wash it properly. Okay?
If you
have any type of rain, you're not going to just throw it in.
Okay. All right. Teresa, you're giving me a stomachache. By the way, is your daughter coming to the bachelor auction or not?
She is.
Oh, she is going. Okay.
She is. Yeah, absolutely she is.
I love that for you.
She better find somebody decent, too.
Well, she's not going to if she washes the dress she wears there with all of her socks and colors.
Well, she doesn't. She takes after her mother. So
yeah, that's what's scary about this. All right, Teresa. Hey, thanks for calling in this morning. I'm sorry that we upset you.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Okay, have a
have
good
a
day.
Have a great day, guys.
All right, you too.
All right.
She's running the washing machine.
Gosh. What did we say?
She's unwell.
Very much so.
This person says, how can we block Teresa's phone number? We'll look into it for sure. We really will.
Dave says, I agree with you guys. I just throw everything in at once and just put it on cold. The only time I separate things is when I'm washing my dog's bed and blankets. Those things I don't mix, but everything else, free game. Teresa is nuts. Yeah, she's old school.
Sounds like Teresa has way too much time on her hands. I don't have time to sit at the washing machine all day and play matching games and separations and all that. I can't do it. I'm just going to do it, walk away, and come back later. Thank you so much.
Oh, let me go over to Meg, who says, I was just like this woman until I realized I live with people who will never, ever do laundry the way I want them to do it. So I don't sweat it. The problem I have is when people wash towels and they just let them sit in the wash machine until they start smelling like mildew. Then I have to rewash them.
Yeah, that's tough.
Oh, yeah. My God, the mildew.
Such a nice scent. I hate reporting on stories like this, but if only one person can hear it and maybe see something and say something, it would help a lot. Monroe County Sheriff's Office requests assistance in finding a missing teen from the town of Hamlin. Travis French, 16, was last seen leaving his home around Lake Road and King Street in Hamlin. This was Sunday night at 9:45 p.m. He was spotted wearing a brown Carhartt jacket, blue jeans, and a cowboy hat. The sheriff's office says that there's no reason to believe that he is in any danger, but anyone with any information is asked to call 911 to help him come home safely.
Yeah.
Make sure that he is okay and not in harm's way. So wanted to get that out there because read those stories a couple times a year, and sometimes it really does help. So, let's hope for the best with that.
I was watching the news last night. There's a massive search underway for an Oregon toddler who was reported missing on Saturday afternoon. Can't find the kid. He's 2 years old. Mm. Went missing Saturday, was seen playing in his front yard, and then just gone. Out of sight of his parents.
Wow.
And so this happens a lot.
Yeah.
Huge search underway for that 2-year-old kid.
Definitely a little more scary for a 2-year-old than a 16-year-old, but nevertheless, very scary.
Yeah, coming up on the show, we got to talk about internet trolling at its finest.
Yes, you guys, you see internet trolls in comments all the time, right? Whether it be TikTok, Instagram, most of the time it's either like a fake account or you don't know the person. But what happens when you do know the person? What happens when the person who's trolling someone on Instagram is your friend, is your coworker, is your cousin? Like, what do you think about that person and how does it affect your thoughts and feelings on who they are as an individual? Something happened to me just yesterday. I'm shook to my core.
Yeah.
And I'm not really sure where to go from here. I'll tell you what exactly happened and how we're combating it coming up next.
98PXY is free and always will be. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Internet trolling at its finest. Sometimes there's no escaping it, especially when you're in the public eye.
It's a lot.
But some people welcome it.
Some people welcome it because they're like, well, I mean, more engagement on my post, which brings more views, which brings more likes, which brings more ad dollars, things of that nature.
Ad dollars, yes.
Yeah. Literally. More brand
deals. You got to find the positives.
More brand deals. You got it. You can spin anything. The master spinner, right? And
I guess that's what they say. No publicity is bad publicity.
Exactly. And when I think of a troll, I think of a loser living in their parents' basement on the internet 20 hours a day, only sleeping for about four, playing video games. Their screen time is through the absolute roof, and it's not good. They're a loser. They're a low life. They have nothing going for them.
Wow.
That's what I think when I think about an internet troll.
No, yeah, you definitely have a clear picture in your head of who this person looks like.
But the truth of the matter is that that's not always the case. And internet trolls can live among us and hide in places, hide in plain sight, essentially. They could be your coworkers. They could be your friends. They could be your family. And what they do on the internet is their own private sector. Okay? Okay. So, for example, I know this person who I met on the internet. And then I went on to meet them in real life a couple of times.
Okay.
It was one of those radio things where you see someone on a different station in a different city, and you like what they do, so you follow their content because either you think they're funny or you're using them as inspo or whatever the case may be.
Right. You fly out and meet them.
And I met this man. He is gay.
Okay.
Amazing. He's hilarious. He loves Bravo. So we instantly like connected.
You guys clicked.
And I met him at a Giggly Squad show years ago. So we've been following and communicating for quite some time. Turns out, as time goes on, I figure out that he knows a bunch of people I went to college with, and it's a small world, and connections are just flourishing, right? So I'm on my favorite influencer's Instagram story yesterday. Shout out Remy Bader. And I go to her story, and it says, here's just a little insight on how trolls on the internet work for the most part. So she takes a screenshot of someone in the comments, and it basically was like a montage of a bunch of different women, and they were like, this is the show I want to see in New York City. And this person comments, not Remy. She absolutely sucks.
And for those that don't know who Remy is,
she's just an influencer. She
Didn't she do modeling or something?
She was
like
a model. She was like once very plus size. Now she's just like, she's lost a bunch of weight and she's just modeling and she does fashion design and all of the things. And she's an absolute queen. She's fabulous. And then she puts a stitch right next to it of a screenshot of her DMs. And this person is in her DMs. Oh my God, you look fabulous. Why are you here? Let's go out together. You're in Boston. Oh my gosh, you look amazing. Here's some recommendations of where you should eat in Boston.
Very two-faced. Very two-faced.
The person who she screenshotted, I just about hit the floor. Because it's that person that I know personally that is doing this on the internet. And honestly, it makes me look at them a little differently.
Oh, the guy that you met out at the...
Yes.
Oh, the one
out in Boston.
Oh, that's...
So I know this person, and I'm like, oh my
small
God.
World.
What is happening right now?
See,
why
this is
a thing?
It's a perfect example of Los Angeles, California, a.k.a. Hollywood. You're so quick to befriend someone and then talk bad about them behind their back.
And, like, you're not even befriending them. That's the worst part, right? You just want to be their friend.
You look fabulous. Oh, my God, fat cow.
You look so good. Oh, my God, eat here. Go there. Bah, 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 bah. Here's recommendations for this. And then they're in the comments like, I absolutely hate her. Can't stand her. Why are you DMing her then? Why are you giving her recommendations on where to eat? So I'm looking at all this, and I'm like, this is, like, horrid, right?
Right.
And then I go and look at his page. He's gained like 1,000 followers.
Really?
Yeah.
And now you're intrigued. Is that
like,
what I'm hearing?
Wait a second. Back up. As horrible as that is.
You're the worst.
I'm like, is there a market here? And I wouldn't say anything mean, but I would do
something.
Yes,
you would.
I would do something to get a screenshot like that for sure.
Like what?
I don't know.
Like what she just posted.
The only way you can do that is by triggering someone or talking bad about them. Mm. And the fact that you want to do that just to gain followers.
I'm not saying I want to, but I'm saying we are trying to run a business here.
You are asking if there's a market for it.
100%.
So you're intrigued.
I'm not saying I'm not intrigued.
You might dabble.
Yeah. And listen, I'm not here to put anyone down. That's not my vibe. But for the greater good of, you know, not just my Instagram following, but our show.
It's not in about more eyes. No, you're not more even eyes. You're you not even thinking I mean? About the show. You're thinking about yourself.
More eyes.
Like you typically do. So you're basically going to go out of your way to stir something up. And maybe
not saying I'm going to, but I'm maybe saying trigger it's a possibility.
Someone. Yeah, that's all I'm hearing right now is you're going to go out of your way to make someone feel bad about themselves so they can possibly post you on their page and call you out, and because of that you're going to gain followers.
Maybe. It could that could be the formula.
Look who's calling right now. Look who's calling. Hello, PXY.
Hey, Moose, it's Breezy's dad.
Hi, Todd. What's up, man? Are you hearing this?
Yeah, I got to call her out now. This, Brianna, we did not raise you that way. You cannot do this just to get a few extra followers. Come on.
Yeah, it's actually very
your mom
sickening.
And I did not raise you like that. You've got a reputation to be whole here, you know?
This is kind of like this is close to her what her reputation is all about.
Yeah, but
no.
You don't do it that way, Breeze. Come on.
Oh, my God. He's really mad.
How does it make you feel that your daughter would actually go out of her way to hurt somebody just for her own personal gain?
You know, I mean, there's the old saying where, you get more bees with honey than vinegar. Come on, Breeze. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Do you know what that saying even means, Breezy? Go ahead, explain it.
I don't.
The nicer you are, the better you're going to be, Breeze. Come on. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Oh, you're triggered. Well, I mean.
Yeah, Breeze. I mean, I'm really not happy about this. And, I mean, this is almost as bad as when you tried to do, you were going to go fund me for a vacation in the Bahamas, for God's sake.
Oh, that's right.
And that was Moose's idea.
She was starting a GoFundMe page so everyone can contribute to her taking a vacation.
I mean.
Right. I mean. This is right along those lines, Breeze. Remember, we talked about this. I mean, be nice and, you know, it'll come back tenfold.
All right.
I think that's
wisdom.
That's great fatherly advice, Todd.
Thank
I appreciate you calling up and
yeah,
saying
it's that. Like crazy. Okay, Breeze, I'll call you later. We're going to talk a little bit more about this.
Oh, my God.
okay, bye, Todd.
Oh, God.
He's serious.
Not you calling my dad. Not you calling in backup.
My father did the same thing. You remember that story I told you about when he called me live on the air because he was so pissed at me?
Well, you said you were banging someone's daughter to their mom, so.
Well, no. I mean, I was dating a girl, and her mom didn't believe I was dating her because she's like, honey, Moose is gay. And I was like, so I called her mom live on the air, and I was like, I just want to let you know I had sex with your daughter last night.
And described in intimate detail the positions.
No, that's not true at all. But my dad was not happy. You know, I was kind of doing it as a bit. It was funny, and he laid into me. That's what dads are for.
So let's make it noted right now. I'm at 6,000 followers. If I follow through with this, which who knows if I will, I'll be at 8 tomorrow. So
you're going to gain 2,000 followers
who's
from taking
say?
A dump on somebody else?
Who's to say?
Well,
remember, kindness is key. I did go to the schools yesterday to read to the children. I don't know if I told you that. Did I tell you that? And they said kindness is key. So shout out to Canandaigua Elementary School. Truly.
You told me that it was all picture books.
Oh, yeah. That's what I thought it was. And then I was shaking in my boots when I found out there was actual words on the page. I was like, guys, I can't read.
Oh, my God. Your mom's calling? Is that your mom or grandma? Okay, we'll be right back.
Oh, God.
98PXY. Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on. Try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My mother-in-law's cooking is mediocre at best. If young adults want to start buying their own homes, maybe they should stop ordering avocado toast. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station.
585-252-9800. We got a lot of unpopular opinions coming in this morning because it's time to clear
the air, baby.
All right, let's see who we got here first. No name. Anyone says... Anyone who doesn't work Monday through Friday should be banned from supermarket shopping on a Saturday. There, I said it.
Oh.
That's actually... you make a valid point.
That is true. Honestly, it always blows my mind when I go to Costco after the show at like...
Oh, it's packed.
I don't know. 12?
Well, it's
literally packed to the brim. I'm like, does nobody work around here?
Well, you got to think. People are still trying to get that $1.25 hot dog and soda.
I know.
Get that 20 ounce.
A big lunch moment. Yeah, for sure.
Huge lunch.
This person says, get therapy is not helpful advice. It's usually just an easy suggestion with empty words and promises. There, I said it.
Well, you tell me to get therapy all the time.
No, I give you discount codes. So that's, I'm actually giving action behind that as well.
Yeah, I think we can all use a BetterHelp subscription.
Yes, absolutely.
What's up, Zach? Yeah, I got it there. I said it for today. Just because you live in a trailer park doesn't mean you should be looked down on. People in a trailer home does not automatically mean you are white trash. There, I said it. Let's go over to Brett.
I mean, there are some nice ones. There's some very, very nice ones.
I agree.
Double wides.
Very nice double wides. We like our trailers like we like our women. Brett says, I keep my high school trophies because they inspire me. But the truth is, I just can't win anything as an adult. There, I said it.
At least you're honest with yourself, yeah. You know?
Brett, you know what, buddy? That's okay. You know, at least you're honest, unlike my other buddy, who keeps them because he thinks it's a conversation starter when women come over.
Right. That's just simply not the case.
They're running for the hills.
Angel hair is the worst shaped pasta ever. There, I said it.
It's the best pasta. It's the only one to eat with chicken French. That's it. But didn't you? Where did we go, Breeze? Well, you don't have to say the name of the place.
Yeah,
but didn't you order chicken French and they served it with something? No, I ordered the chicken French and it came with like a gravy sauce. It was disgusting.
No.
What did you order?
I wanted like linguine and clams and it came out with penne.
Yeah.
I was like, ew.
You were so mad.
I was actually really mad.
You were very mad.
No.
Public transportation in this city is a joke. Bring back the subway system. There, I said it. Well, you're going to have to remove all the homeless people down there. For whatever reason, there's so many people who have gone down that subway system. I think it's right there near the Dinosaur Barbecue, right, on Broad Street?
Mm-hmm.
I've never walked through there. It seems kind of shady, if you ask me. People do it all the time, and back in the day, that subway system was crushing it. That's how people got to and from work.
Yeah, the city's not that big for a subway. There, I said it.
Well, it was at one point.
One street, like we're so good.
No, but where did that subway go from A to B? I have no idea.
That I have no idea either.
Yeah, it was.
It's not like it's going to Greece. I'll tell you that much.
How do we know?
I know that for a fact.
Does anyone know where that subway system
ever
connected
been down
to?
There?
Yeah, have you ever been down there? Let's go.
Have you?
No, not me.
Oh yeah,
never.
We used to go down there all the time. The things you see down there are unspeakable.
What were you doing down there?
Party? There's a lot of like art down there. There's a lot of really cool graffiti.
That I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen the photos. You're. Most toxic man in Rochester, Big Ed! What's up, guys? How are you? It's Big Ed. I just wanted to say that AI will never be able to replace you guys because anyone with actual human creativity will always be here to stay. There, I said it. That's the most genuine thing Big Ed has ever said. Yeah, thank you, man.
Very kind of you.
What are you doing this afternoon? I'm going to the Barrel of Dolls for the lunch buffet.
Perfect.
All right, get the tuna melt. I think mine for today is if a contractor pulls up to your house and the inside of their vehicle is a disaster, do not hire them.
Oh, I was going to say they're a great contractor.
They will destroy your home, not finish the job, and then overcharge you. There I said.
I actually would argue that the opposite. If their truck or van or whatever it is that they're working in is a disaster, it just goes to show that they're so dedicated to their craft, they don't have time to be organizing their...
You couldn't be more wrong.
Cups.
Oh. When their dashboard is covered in crap and they haven't washed their vehicle in months, I'm telling you guys right now, I've seen this movie. Don't hire them. You are in for a rude awakening. Let's go over to Gina that says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. Why does every Uber driver feel the need to tell us that being an Uber is not their full-time job?
Yeah.
They actually own a business on the side. It's okay. Nobody is judging you.
Nobody.
We don't need an explanation. There, I said it.
Mine for today is this. If you are not going to wear deodorant, you can't be an Uber driver. There, I said it. Can't do it. Oh. I don't want to get in your car that smells like literal rotting fish and BO. I'm so good. Thank you so much.
You know, I have a soft spot for people who are dedicated to their craft, but this Uber driver last month, I got in the back seat. Nice guy, good conversation. I begged him. I was like, he had the safety lock on the window. I was like, hey, man, you mind cracking a window back here? Because I'm 2 seconds from dying. It was horrendous. The BO coming off this guy. I was like, you don't smell it?
Yeah.
But I guess you could say the same about people who smoke cigarettes. After a while, they don't smell themselves.
It's disgusting.
Veterinarian here. Please stop naming your dog Luna. That is all I have to say this morning.
Oh, my God. There I have, so there I said true. It. Why is that a thing?
I don't know.
Every single dog's name is Luna. It's like, get a little more original.
Is
please.
It?
Please. Yes.
I don't know anything about it.
I know like 5 dogs named Luna. I'm like, okay, we get it.
I know 3 dogs named Lucky. All 3 have been hit by a car.
Yeah. Very figure that unlucky.
Out. Yeah, very.
Very unlucky.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
I'd want to be next to me, too. Breezy, what is one thing we just do not do on this show?
We're just not going to reward bad behavior.
We never do it. A man is accused of stealing nearly $10,000 from a parent-teacher association to benefit the Honeyoye Falls Lima Central School District while he was serving as the nonprofit's president. According to a felony complaint, Theodore Lewis Tribus, 50, come on out. This guy's 59. He intentionally stole nearly $10,000 between August of 2023 and then January 2024. He was serving as the president too. In Monroe County Sheriff's Office, investigators say he wrote checks to himself from the nonprofit's checking account multiple times, including one check for over $4,600. What Theodore was using this money on, God knows, but investigators are also saying he stole the proceeds from a 2023 Scholastic book sale fair.
Oh,
using
God.
The money for personal gains instead of depositing that $2,000 raised into the nonprofit account. It went right into his so Levi tough. Jeans. Oh, man.
So tough.
The complaint also said he took $761 from the nonprofit account for petty cash. He never deposited the leftover funds. The felony complaint says the members of the Parent Teacher Association got suspicious after an audit found missing funds. Theodore is charged with third-degree grand larceny. Yeah, you can't do that.
No.
I just don't know where some people's heads are at. Because you think you can get away with it, you get greedy, and this is what happens. What's done in the dark will come to light. I'm really disappointed in this guy.
I couldn't be more disappointed. You know who else is disappointed?
Mayor Malik Evans.
Fleeky Maliki.
It's time for everyone's favorite game, Can't Be Breezy. Looking for caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800 to win some brand new PXY morning swag, crew necks, t-shirts, underwear, thongs, if you're brave enough to go head-to-head with our girl Breezy, who currently has 9 wins and 10 losses on the board. Call us now, be caller 8. It's coming up next on the show. Good luck.
98PXY is free. She's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game, Can't Beat Breezy!
Looking for caller 8 at 585-252-9800 to go head-to-head with our girl. Breezy has 9 wins and 10 losses on the board. Are you brave enough to go head-to-head with Breezy Breeze? This is for brand new PXY Morning Swag, crew necks, t-shirts, thongs, whatever you guys want.
Not the thongs.
Alrighty.
It says moose on the ass. In silver beads.
Let's go to the phones. I think we have a Sarah on the line. PXY, is this Sarah?
Oh my God, this is Sarah. I am so excited right now. Oh my God, yes.
Sarah!
You were so close.
My friends are listening. Guys, this is really great.
I know. That's why I feel so bad telling you you're color 7.
Moose.
I'm just kidding. You're color 8!
Yes, best day. This has made my morning. I was hesitant to call, but I got to tell you, I'm really glad I did.
Yay!
All right, I need you to talk some trash to Breezy before she leaves the room.
I don't know. Breezy's really nice, but I don't think she's doing great in this competition. So I'm feeling
oh my
good.
God, I'm leading. I'm literally leading.
Yeah. Oh, you're not.
I know.
You're not.
Yeah, you're kind of bad at it.
Yeah,
so
she's got.
I'm feeling pretty good.
All right, Breezy has a chance to tie everything up today. The rules are simple. You got 5 seconds to answer each question. If you end in a tie, Breezy, with Breezy, then you automatically get the win, Sarah. Okay, Breezy's leaving the room right now. This is
bye.
Oh, bye, Breezy. See you later.
All right, Sarah, you are representing Rochester today. Yes.
I'm actually from Webster. I just got really nervous when I first called.
Where life is worth living.
That's right, Moose. That's right.
Let's go to question one, Sarah. Who wrote the play Romeo and Juliet?
Shakespeare.
Final answer, going with Shakespeare. Question number two. Sarah, what color is the EX in FedEx Ground?
Green. It's either green or purple, but I'm going to go with green.
Is that your final answer?
No, I want to go purple.
Going with purple. All right. Question number three. What vegetable is often associated with keeping eyes healthy?
Carrots, but that's actually false.
All right. What would be, why is that false?
Because it was made up and it was like the only food that they had available during a war. My
back
husband
in the
listening
day.
Right now, I hope he's so proud of me. Okay,
oh, yeah, that's great. All right, let's keep this train on the tracks. Are you a big TV fan? You like Netflix?
Yeah, I like Netflix.
What popular Netflix series is set in the fictional town of Hawkins, Indiana?
Oh, I have no idea. Stranger Things?
All right, final answer?
Sure.
All right, and last question. Who won Best Actor at the 2025 97th Academy Awards?
I have no idea.
The Oscars were this Sunday night. 3 seconds on the clock.
Hulu was down. I don't know. The Macaulay Culkin's brother. What's his name? The guy that was in Seduction or Secession.
Okay, you're going with Macaulay Culkin's brother.
Yeah, it's not my best answer. There's a lot of great actors, but that's the one reel I watched last night, so I'll go with that.
Okay, all right. All right, that's 5 on the board. We're going to bring Breezy back into the room. And then we're going to tally these up to see where you're at. As of right now, okay. Breezy, welcome back. Our girl Sarah has a total of 3 out of 5. Not too shabby.
Yes. Not bad.
Not bad for someone whose competition isn't doing well, or so you say.
All right, Sarah from Webster, I'm putting you on hold. Stay right there. Breezy, put your game face on. Who wrote the play Romeo and Juliet?
Shakespeare.
What's the first name? It's okay, Breezy.
William Shakespeare. Got me panicking.
Breezy, question two. What color is the EX in FedEx Ground?
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Orange. Orange.
All right, final answer.
Final answer.
Orange. Breezy, question three. What vegetable is often associated with keeping eyes healthy?
Carrots.
Question four.
No, I'm panicking. My palms are sweaty.
Big Netflix girl over here.
Oh, my God, I hate Netflix. I hate it. Go on.
What popular Netflix series is set in the fictional town of Hawkins, Indiana?
Ah, And I don't watch Netflix.
Name a show. Otherwise, it's going to waste.
Dead to Me.
All right, Dead to Me. All right. And then last question, Breezy. Who won Best Actor at the 2025 97th Academy Awards?
Tom Hanks. I don't know. I have no idea.
All right, we're going with Tom Hanks, who wasn't nominated at all. Hey, wow. Sarah, are you there?
She goes, wow. Oh, yeah.
I'm here. I'm here. Tom Hanks.
All right, so Breezy had 9 wins and 10 losses. You just made it 9 wins and 11 losses. You got yourself the PH1 swag. You did it!
Yes.
No.
Man, you know what? I was really nervous, but that wasn't bad.
This was actually a very tight race. Both of you got question one correct. Yes, Shakespeare wrote Romeo and Juliet. What color is the EX in FedEx Ground? The correct answer is green. Sarah said purple. Breezy said orange. Yes.
What are you talking about?
I did say green first, though.
FedEx Ground, yes. Does not use airplanes. It's just the trucks. The color is green. Carrots would be correct. What vegetables often associated with keeping eyes healthy? Breezy got that one right. So did you. And actually, what popular Netflix series is set in the fictional town of Hawkins, Indiana? Stranger Things would be correct.
Yeah. And stupid show.
Last question. I guess nobody watched the Oscars on Sunday. Adrian Brody won Best Actor.
I don't even know who that is. Never met him.
And also,
again, Hulu was down.
Also was said to have had the longest, worst acceptance speech of all time at the Oscars.
Really?
5 minutes and 40 seconds.
Wow.
All right.
Cut his mic.
They tried. They played the music to send him off, and he told them shut the music off, and then spoke for another 2 minutes. Oh, it was embarrassing.
Wow. Like, we have a schedule to uphold,
yeah,
sir.
Tell me about it. All right, let's get to it. Sarah, I need you to say one thing before we let you go. My name is Sarah from Webster, and I just beat Breezy.
My name is Sarah from Webster, and I just beat Breezy. Woo!
We talked about this yesterday on the show during a segment called What Would You Do? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. In a situation like this, would you go out of your way to tell someone you care about that the person they are associating with can have terrible repercussions? Oh, yes. Lydia, longtime listener of the show, writes in and says, I have a friend that does a lot of community work for veterans and the homeless. She has a very successful company. She hired a person I know to help her. Basically, her VP. He's an ass and not a good person. Do I have an obligation to tell her or mind my own business? Well, everyone I was close to, even my own brother, said, Lydia, mind your own business. It's not your problem. I agree, it's not my problem, but she's a friend who I care about.
Right.
Well, I chose to listen and mind my own business, and I said nothing. Fast forward, 3 months go by. He steals from her, made her life a nightmare. Now she's suing him, and he's suing her back. What's the lesson here? Should I have said something? Thanks, Moose and Breezy. Yeah, you should have said something. And this is what happens sometimes when you mind your own business. All hell breaks loose.
Right.
The only time I would recommend someone minding their own business is if it's not affecting the people you are closest to, like your close family and friends that you love.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I mean, speak up.
So, been in this situation before, not me telling somebody, but somebody telling me. So I made a new friend. This was like a couple months ago. And I was like obsessed with this person. And I had a couple people call me, like trusted friends of mine, call me and say, hey, I've heard a lot of really not great things about this person.
Yeah.
And I want you to be careful. And I'm like, you're nuts. Like, you're crazy, you know?
Just when you think you know someone.
And then a couple months later, the truth was then revealed. And they were right, unfortunately.
What happened?
Nothing really like happened. They just like weren't who they like said that they were, and they lied about a lot of things.
How long did it take you to find that out? being friends?
Probably like 3 months, I would say.
Oh, so 3 months. You got invested, didn't you?
I did. I was very invested. And, you know, it is what it is. It's no skin off my back. But thank God it was only 3 months. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 3 months, though, that could seem like an eternity when dealing with somebody like this. It didn't take long for this guy to turn around, steal from this person, then get sued, and then sue someone back. And now this poor girl, Lydia's friend, is now dealing with a living hell, and all she had to do was speak up. But in her mind, all the people around her are telling her, keep your head down, mind your own business. And you know me, I'm somebody who loves to mind my own business. I keep my head down.
You
don't. I do my own thing.
You don't.
There have been times where I have a hard time. Sure, I struggle just like anybody else. I'm human. Yes. But I think sometimes it's best to just keep to yourself. In a situation like this, I would have said something. Like, I knew when my buddy matched up with this girl on a dating app, I knew she was bad news. Did I go out of my way to tell him? Yep. Did he listen? No. Nope. Why?
Sure didn't.
Because she was
you're
pretty.
Not a trusted Oh.
What were you saying? Because I'm not a trusted what? Source? How do you figure?
I'm dead.
You suck. No, but because she was pretty. So at 4 months in, she basically took him for everything he's got.
Ah, that's
so tough.
Oh,
I lost
so
my job today. Do you think you can help me? Because my car broke down. Yeah, what do you need, baby? Just like $40,000 for a new transmission. Oh, that's odd because you drive a 2010 Corolla. Never saw her again. Or the money. Let
Darted
that be a lesson.
Into the night.
Let that be a learning lesson for you.
Into the nighttime she goes.
And that's what happens. Because so many people, especially when you meet a new person, God, they just did a documentary on this. I mean, think of the amount of documentaries they did on this. The Tinder Swindler.
Yes,
it's a perfect
Tinder Swindler.
One.
Absolutely.
What's the other one? Horrible Surgeon or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
That guy that was putting plastic tracheas in people's throats and killing everyone?
Yeah, it didn't pan out the way that they thought it was going to. No.
What is it going to take?
No, yeah, that's really bad.
I don't agree in situations like this where you should mind your own business. Lydia had a perfect opportunity to tell her friend the dude that she was getting ready to hire as her VP was bad news. And everyone told her, keep it to yourself, mind your own business. And look what happened. Look what happened. Now she's getting sued, and he stole from her, and it only took 2 months for him to do that.
This is messy.
It's a bad situation.
Very much so.
So when you ask the question, what's the lesson here? What's the lesson here? Should I have said something? The answer is, yeah, you should have said something. Because you try to mind your own business. Sometimes I think a friend would appreciate, well, not in your case. You got mad at the person for bringing it up.
I didn't get mad. I just didn't believe them.
You were a little triggered.
Yeah.
Why won't you believe them, though? That's the thing, because you don't know this person as well as you think you do.
Right, but I don't know. It was one of those things where I was like, well, I'll believe it when I see it type of thing. And like, I'm not going to go off of hearsay because your friend's cousin's boyfriend's dog had a bad experience. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes, a dog.
But turns out everything was true.
Who's this, Renee? I wish I would have listened when a past friend of mine told me to not be roommates with this guy that we used to go to college with. It was bad news. Turned my life into a living hell for a year and a half before we finally got him kicked out. Yeah. Sometimes you gotta listen to your friends.
Sometimes.
Not all the time, but sometimes.
Sometimes you do. I agree. I do feel like people's hearts are in the right place, but sometimes you can truly feel as if they're coming off a little
jealous,
overbearing, I could say, aggressive, and you're like, eh, kick rocks, you know? So,
yeah, I remember when our boss was trying to hire somebody here at the company, and I think Breezy was like, I don't think you should do that. Am I imagining?
Which time? You know what I mean?
Am I imagining things? I'm pretty sure you've run upstairs to our boss, Mike Danger's office, and like, don't you dare do it. Don't you dare do it. And they always do it.
They always hire them, and
because
it doesn't pan out the way that they thought it was going to.
Right. You know why?
But at least I didn't warn him. You
because
know
Breezy's not a reliable source. That's really what it comes down to.
Oh, no, I am. Very much so.
So let this be a learning lesson.
My word is gospel.
Right, I bet. Sometimes it's good to mind your own business, but in situations like this where you know the outcome could be really, really bad for a person you care about, sometimes it's best to speak up.
Yeah. Sure.
All right. We're going to go get a drink upstairs. We'll be right back.
98PXY's Moose and Breezy invite you to grab your popcorn. Get comfortable in your seat. Because Breezy's about to break down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review.
Action!
Yesterday on the show, Breezy and I acted out the film 13 Going on 30, starring Jennifer Garner and Mark Ruffalo. I wanted to choose a film that, I don't know, spoke to Breezy. And I think this was right up your alley.
Truly iconic.
Yeah.
Truly.
Take a listen to us acting out a scene from the film 13 Going on 30 yesterday on Moosterpiece Theater.
Jenna, I'm not going to lie to you. You know I have felt things these past few weeks that I didn't know I could feel anymore. But I have realized in these past few days, you can't just turn back time.
Why not?
I moved on. You don't always get the dream house, but you get awfully close.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Jenna, I've always loved you.
Oh, God. Why not? I feel like I'm getting all these mixed signals.
This isn't in the script. You can't just add please, things that please, aren't in the script.
Please read what's in the script. Thank you so much. You're making me break character.
I told you about my Crohn's disease. This isn't helping.
I love you.
I love you too.
Cut. I think I crushed
fully it. Fully wasn't the script.
I saw the scene.
I was like, that's not what was happening at all.
If you haven't seen this movie, Rotten Tomatoes scored at 65%.
Which is basically 100%.
Right, basically.
When it comes to Rotten Tomatoes.
A girl who's sick of the social strictures of junior high school is transformed into a grown-up overnight in this feel-good fairy tale. Jenna, played by Krista B. Allen, wants a boyfriend.
What? Nope. Jennifer Garner.
Well, hold on a second. That's what I have here. She's a teenager. Okay. Because the girl in the movie is not Jennifer Garner yet. She's still a girl. That's played by Krista B. Allen. She wants a boyfriend, and when she's unable to find one, she fantasizes about being a well-adjusted adult. Suddenly, her secret desire becomes a reality, and she is transformed into a 30-year-old, played by Jennifer Garner.
30, flirty, and thriving.
Which is super creepy. So basically, Mark Ruffalo, who's a grown adult, is hooking up with this woman who's really a 13-year-old.
Well, they didn't hook up, so.
Well,
they never hooked up.
You don't know that.
He's literally engaged. Engaged to be married, as we know from the scene.
To Wendy.
Whore.
Love is not as easy as it looks, you guys. Love is difficult. Love is hard. But sometimes it's so worth it.
This movie's iconic. So, full transparency, not my first time seeing it.
What do you mean?
I mean, if you went on just any of my social medias, you'd know that I had my entire 30th birthday party based around this entire movie.
Oh, great. So
it's honestly a fan fave.
All right. So I guess I don't even have to bother asking all the hard-hitting questions.
No,
but
you should.
Did this movie hold up? Yes, of course it held up.
Oh, my God. Of course it held up. Without question.
A 13-year-old girl going into a 30-year-old body. Yeah, it held
up. Honestly, it's more relevant today than it's ever been. All these 13-year-olds are doing their drunk elephant skincare routines, acting as if they have wrinkles that are aged about 60 years.
Yeah, but physically, this is impossible.
No, it's actually not. Because you know what? Like I said, I went to the high school last week. All these 16-year-olds look like they're 29.
That's
okay?
Yeah, that's creepy.
It's very weird. They're all just wearing crop tops.
Who's your favorite character in the movie? Like, there's a ton to choose from.
I know.
Let's just get through it. Jennifer Garner.
All right,
who's your least favorite character? The mom.
Tom. No, Tom.
Tom.
Ugh, she sucks. When she sold all of the plans to the competing magazine, like, you're such a mean girl through and through. You've always been a mean girl. You always will be a mean girl. We're done with you.
Yeah, she's not a girly girl for sure.
She's not a girl's girl.
What's your favorite scene in this movie? Because I know you loved a lot of different
There's so many. There's the one with the sleepover. There's the one where they're doing the Michael Jackson Thriller dance. There's the one where she gets in the cab and she sees the old guy from high school that she used to have a massive crush on. He was the popular guy. Now he's driving cab in New York City, overweight, not doing much with his life.
Right. Overweight.
Yeah. And then obviously the end scene, no spoilers here, but she does end up with her middle school sweetheart.
Is it Mark Ruffalo?
Yeah.
It's so weird. He calls off the wedding to be with this 13-year-old. It's so creepy. Hey, let's talk about least favorite scene in the film. There's got to be one. What's one? Our scene?
Well, it was wrong, so yes. And then when she sells the magazine plans, when she sells all the photographs.
That made you feel a certain
way. She's a snake. She's an absolute snake.
What's the best throwback moment in the film? Are you going to say the cab driver?
Razzles. What else? The music, iconic, just the way they wore their hair and the clothes that they wore in the beginning scene when they were in actually middle school. The fact that he made her a dream house, like nobody would do that. Nobody's creative these days. They're all just building farmland on their tablet.
Yeah, so, it's true. This movie was from 2004.
It's literally one of my faves.
Breezy, let's break it down. Out of 5 popcorn bucket scores, what are you rating 13 going on 30, starring Jennifer Gardner and Mark Ruffalo?
No notes. Absolutely obsessed. Absolutely iconic. I actually wore the dress to my 30th birthday. I'm giving it an 8 out of 5.
Give me a break. An 8 out of 5. I can't believe we have to keep doing this every week.
8 out of 5.
This is the most ridiculous score.
I said what I said.
It's so stupid. 98 PM. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy asking the question this morning, is there really a right or wrong way to do your laundry?
Ugh, you know what, guys? I'm so sick of this because I'm sick of the attacks. I'm sick of
the attacks.
No, it is. It really is attacks.
Okay.
And I'm not here for it.
We're talking about laundry, so just easy. 585-252-9800 is the number. Call or text in. Machines in my building were undergoing maintenance, if you will. And, you know, sometimes I'll take my laundry to my parents if I need a machine. My mother was disgusted the way I washed my clothes. I mix all the whites and colors together. She's not having it. I'll throw in boxers and briefs with towels. I don't... It's whatever.
It is what it is.
Because in my mind, what difference does it make?
Right.
It's all getting washed. You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
She's not happy with me. But this is how I've always done it. Because it's not like any of my clothing disintegrates. You know, unless I'm getting everything from H&M.
Nothing's disintegrating.
But that's... I mean, does anyone actually do this anymore when doing laundry? Are you separating your clothing, your colors, your fabrics? Does anyone actually do that anymore?
We're not doing that. Because it's such a boomer thing to do.
I know.
It's like so old school. It's such a weird thing to be like upset about or worried about. No, nobody's doing that. And if you are, you're definitely over the age of 50.
Well, those are the same people that are still using checkbooks.
Yeah. It's just not relevant anymore.
It's just not. I don't know who's doing it. 585-252-9800, a couple people already weighing in. I don't know if this is a millennial or because I'm telling you right now, people who are Gen Z wash their clothes a lot differently than you and I will do it and the way our parents will do it.
Well, Gen Z is probably not washing their own clothes yet. So
Dave says, I agree with you guys. I throw everything in at once and I just wash it on cold.
Whoever like came up with the rule that you have to separate things just wanted to manipulate others. There, I said it.
Here's what I did separate the other week. The bathroom floor mats, one from, you know, that's under my sink, the other one by my shower, those get washed all by themselves.
Yeah.
I'm not throwing those in with my t-shirts.
Can't really fit all that stuff in there, you know?
But would you wash those with your t-shirts and towels and everything?
No, you can't.
Yeah, well.
It's a completely different, like, way of washing.
Who else is here? Jacqueline says you can wash colors and whites together. It may over time result in the white shirts being slightly less white, but no harm, no foul. Kind of agree with you. Oh, let's go for the phones. PXY, who's this?
Hi, guys. This is Teresa, the Italian mom from Gates.
Oh, hi, Teresa.
Hi, Teresa.
Hi.
How we doing?
You guys got to be kidding me right now, right?
What's the matter now?
Listen, sometimes I get so mad when I listen to your show because you two are totally useless.
It's unbelievable.
You're so nice.
Didn't your mothers teach you guys anything about laundry? My Lord.
Well, I mean, she was upset that I didn't separate the clothing, but
my mom did, and she told me that everything's fine. And it's all BS.
Well, you know what?
I've been doing laundry for 20 years. At this point, I don't think it matters.
How do you not know how to separate towels from the clothes?
Listen, I've been doing it. I've been doing it all together for 30 years, and everything is good to go.
30 years, right, Breeze? Since you're one.
You never wash colors in white. You don't mix them together.
It's a no-brainer.
It's fine. You're brain dead?
Oh, my God. Why is this such a hot topic for you, Teresa?
You're supposed to sort your clothes by color and fabric type.
Something that somebody made up for you to spend extra time at your washer and dryer.
But Teresa, think about it this way.
Hold on a second. Treat your stains, you know. The kids come and they're like, I can't get this out of my clothes. You got to pre-treat them.
But that has nothing to do with the separation of... I mean, yes, if I have a bunch of towels, I'll do the towels first.
Oh, my God.
Darks, whites, don't care.
You know what?
But, Teresa, hold on a second. Wouldn't you rather do 1 to 2 loads of laundry as opposed to 8?
Yeah, well, do you want to walk around with your clothes looking like it's 100 years old? What? Come on. and you use the appropriate amount of detergent. You know, it's not like booze. You don't need a whole lot. You know, you just don't get it. I don't get it with these kids today. You know, I have 3 daughters, and I taught all my daughters how to do laundry. Now, listen, you got to separate the whites from the colors, okay? So many parents today don't even have basic domestic skills. It's ridiculous.
Why do you have to separate the whites from the colors? My clothes look fantastic.
They've never looked better.
They don't look as good as mine. No way.
I'm going to be honest with you, Teresa. I threw in my underwear with my towels the other day. Everything came out fine.
Oh, That's disgusting. That's disgusting. You know what? They don't even know how to fold them, put them away. They don't even know how to turn on a washing machine. How are they supposed to even get that stuff done? They're not even taught. You guys are going to give me a heart attack.
At least we're doing our laundry. Who cares about the colors? Like, it doesn't matter.
You should have some pride and care.
At least I'm washing my clothes.
Oh, my God. You guys are driving me nuts. Give me a break. This is ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
Listen.
Not you being super triggered.
I'm so sorry we upset you this morning, Teresa. Is there anything we can do?
Yeah, do it the right way. And teach your kids the right way.
Yeah, Breezy, you got to teach your kids.
Through life, you know, with everything, not just washing clothes. This is ridiculous. The clothes, people are walking around like bums.
No offense, Teresa, but I trust my mom way more than I trust you. You're very angry, and she told me everything's fine, so I believe her.
Well, she's probably walking around dressed like you. Dingy clothes. Dingy.
All right.
You've never seen me, ma'am.
Okay, hold on. Let's not get into any personal attacks here. I'm very interested. Hold on, Teresa, because you're triggered this morning. I'm just curious to know how many other people throw all their laundry in together, or they separate it by color and fabric type, like Teresa, the Italian mom from Gates.
Well, if you have any type of brain, you're going to separate it. You're going to separate it and wash it properly. Okay? If you have any type of brain, you're not going to just throw it in.
Okay. All right. Teresa, you're giving me a stomachache. By the way, is your daughter coming to the bachelor auction or not?
She is.
Oh, she is going. Okay.
She is. Yeah, absolutely she is.
I love that for you.
She better find somebody decent, too.
Well, she's not going to if she washes the dress she wears there with all of her socks and colors.
Well, she doesn't. She takes after her mother.
That's what's scary about this. All right, Teresa. Hey, thanks for calling in this morning. I'm sorry that we upset you.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Okay,
have a good day. Have a great day, guys.
All right, you too.
All right. She's running to the washing machine.
Gosh. What did we say?
She's unwell.
My mom just texted in. She better get her blood pressure checked.
No, fully.
Megan says, I was just like this woman until I realized I live with people who will never, ever do laundry the way I want them to do it. I don't sweat it anymore. The problem I have is when people wash towels and they just let them sit in the wash machine until they start smelling like mildew. Then I have to rewash them.
Right.
That's disgusting.
That is disgusting.
That's what pissed me off the other day. I went down to the wash machine. A girl was using all three washers, all three dryers, and the wet towels were sitting in there for hours. She wouldn't take them out. It's like, you're just going to have to rewash them because now they stink.
Yeah. Like, what are we doing here? Were you raised in a barn? I guess people could say that about us. I guess Teresa does say that about us.
Yeah, so we got to figure out how to block her number.
No, fully.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon right here on 98 PXY.